Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Live in the Day.
Y'all, don't believe that. I do not. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Live in the Day with Jay.
And Trey.
Guys, thank you for joining us for yet another great show. We're here today to stream a little bit with you while we do the show. We hadn't done that in a while. There's reasons why. But, you know, it is what it is. We are here today. Number to call is.
515-602-9653.
Y'all see? Okay, sorry. The number is
515-602-9653. Sorry. Y'all don't call 915. Please don't. 515-602-9653.
Today, guys, we got a lot to talk about. There's a couple of questions that I have for you. I'm going to post a poll on the chat, and hopefully I will get some response from it. But I, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about Gastonia in a whole. We're going to talk about how things are perceived in Gastonia. We're going to talk about how people perceive things, how people take part in things. We're going to talk about some things. There's probably going to be some people mad at me after the show, but you know what? You'll get over it, because we need to talk about some things that's happening right now, our own backyards right now, and it makes no sense. And you'll see exactly what I mean when we start talking about those things, because it's something that has really, truly bothered me in the last few months, maybe almost a year. But it's some things that we definitely need to talk about, because they're going, I'm not going to say unnoticed. People are noticing them, but they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about how, we'll say that for after the break. We'll say that for after the break, because I definitely want to get into it, because I think it's something that we need to definitely talk about. It's one of those things that it's not nothing dire. It's just one of those things that as a community, we need to be able to talk to each other about. If we can't talk to each other as a community, then what are we doing? What are we doing? What do we say we want to do for each other if we are not talking as a community? Am I right? Am I wrong?
Yeah, you're right.
So there's going to be some people probably not liking what we say today on today's show, but they'll be all right. Number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again is 515-602-9653. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
And Trey.
And I'm stopping up and what's the use in trying? Ooh, give me chills. And I'm stopping up and what's the use in trying? Ooh, give me chills. Trying, yeah.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay.
Welcome back to the show. The number to call is 515-602-9653. Welcome back, y'all. All right, Jay.
All right. Welcome back. Yeah, okay.
I couldn't bring it back, so I brought it back.
I'm going to let her have the show one day. Welcome back to the show, guys. Welcome back to the show. I put a little poll on the Facebook page. And one of the things that really, really makes me aggravated, and we're just going to get right into what I want to talk about on the show today, what we want to talk about. There's some amazing talent come out of the Gastonia area. Amazing. There's still amazing talent now that's doing very well in Gastonia. And I'm just going to say this. For the life of me, I don't understand. Why is it so dark? For the life of me, I don't understand why there is such a hard time getting support. Why is it such a hard task from where you're living to support you? You know, someone told me a while back that it's nearly impossible to get support where you live. You have to seek outside where you live to get the support or garner the support that you need to be successful. And I argued with them, and I told them I just don't believe that. I believe that you can get that support that you are looking for. Now, I'm saying all this to say that on March the 26th, the Little Theater in Gastonia, doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7. The Gift, this is his last show there for the season. We don't know if we're going to renew the contract or not. We don't know. That's just up for negotiation right now. But his last show with Drele is there on the 26th. It's at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. It starts. Doors open at 6:30. And for the life of me, I cannot believe that there are so many people that like his music. And I would show you, I would give you guys some of the numbers that he just gave me last night of his music, which is really awesome. He's getting love from everywhere. Mm-hmm. He's getting love from everywhere except for where he lives. And for the life of me, I don't understand. I don't understand it. I don't understand. You got other people that are coming into the area, tickets $60, $65, $75, $85, and you packing it out, and you streaming on Facebook, bobbing your head, this, that, and other. And you got a local kid who is making waves in the industry, truly a hard industry to get in, and you choose not to even support them. Tell me how that makes sense. We're going to go to the phone lines real quick. Caller, welcome to there.
Hey, what's up? What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, bro?
Oh, man, it's going good, bro. It's going good, man. It's going better than most, worse than a few, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Who am I talking to?
This is Way Busy in California.
Okay, brother. Welcome to the show. I appreciate you calling and supporting the show. How you doing out there in Cali?
Pardon me?
How you doing out there?
Well, you know how it is in California, you know, people are crazy over here, you know, and I started thinking about the crazy people that are over here, you know, doing what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And I started realizing if you're going to make a baby, man, you got to put something in that baby to equip that baby to go out and do something.
That's right.
If you put that baby on quicksand, you know, and that baby goes out and tries to build a life on the quicksand, that baby's going to be sinking when the storms of life come at it. You know what I mean? Because it ain't going to be able to cut it.
That's right.
So I was thinking about this. I was thinking maybe we need to put some solid foundation on these babies' feet. But I go, listen, these babies got taught a bunch of conflicting lessons. So you got a jackhammer. Get your jackhammer out and break some of that stuff up. And you tell me something. Tell me something. It ain't going to be easy, man, because they'll be asking you what you're doing, but they don't know what you'd be doing because they don't know what's going on yet. But in the future, they're going to look back and see what you were doing, and you were doing something that nobody else did. So you stand out, you know what I mean? You're going to be a beacon of light to these kids, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it. I totally get what you're saying. It's so interesting when you say putting that solid foundation underneath that child, instead of putting them in quicksand, sometimes it feels like when you're in the area that you are in, like where you live, for instance, our area, it feels like quicksand right now. It feels like quicksand. You don't want to take them from the area that they were born and bred and garnered those talents in. But when that foundation begins to feel like that quicksand you just spoke about, I'm not going to sit back and watch my kid come to quicksand. When I can easily move them and put them in a reliable foundation.
Well, hell, well, hold on. And the only reason why you could do that is because you got your kids' undivided attention, because your kids are a reflection of your love that you put into them. That's why.
Right. It was very powerful what you just stated. Now I'm gonna take that. I'm gonna take that, and I'm gonna hold on to that because, you know, I've looked at it in many ways, but I didn't look at it in that way. And that made perfect sense to me, what you just said.
Well, God bless you, man. I just hope that you take that and run with that, man, because you can take that and apply it to your own heart, and then you can take it and apply it to your own life, but you can back it up with the love. You know what I'm saying, man?
That's right. That's right. I appreciate that, brother. Please continue to support the show out there in Cali.
You know how we do it, man. We just get down to it and give it away. You know what I'm saying?
What part of Cali are you in, if you don't mind?
I'm in Northern California. This is San Jose, California, man. It's a beautiful day over here. You know, we got a little rain going on, but that's okay. We need a little rain for that sunshine and them blue skies. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right. Well, I tell you what, I really appreciate that knowledge, that jewel you just dropped on this show, and I'm going to regurgitate that as much as I can.
I sure hope so, bro. I sure hope so. God bless you, bro.
All right, brother. Please stay and stick around for the show.
Yeah, I'm here.
Guys, I like I was saying, and that brother just gave a huge nugget, and I really appreciate that. But as I was saying, I don't understand how we can go out and pay $60, $70, $80, $300, $400, $500 for tickets for people to be entertained, and you have a 17-year-old phenom right in your area. It only costs $10 to go see him, and you refuse, or you just care not to. But then you get on all these social media platforms talking about how much you love young people and this, that, and there's a lot of them out there. And if I'm talking to you, and if you are mad at me right now for some of the things I'm saying, then don't be mad at me. Be mad at God, because that's your guilt messing with you. That's your guilt messing with you. This kid gives his all. He gives his all performing for the people that show up for him at these events that he's playing at. Now, don't get it twisted. He might seem just so local to you, but he's getting national notoriety right now. And I told you guys last year, I told you, in a year's time, to the most, you're going to be kicking yourself in the butt because you didn't go support this kid when you had a chance. When you sitting down looking at those Grammys and you see him walk on that stage, you're going to kick yourself in the butt. And rightfully so, and I hope you have pointed shoes on when you do it. It makes no sense to me. It makes no sense. We have so many leaders right here. I've seen none of them at the show, maybe one or two. I've seen so many community activists out here, people who have rubbed L shoulder be out there fighting for rights and being stable in the community. I haven't seen you anywhere. God, I said seen you. I haven't seen you anywhere. Haven't come to one show. I even offered to throw some people tickets for free. Haven't seen you anywhere. But you want me to believe that you care about what's going on in the community? Get out of here. Get out of here. The only way you're going to show me you believe, you're going to make me believe that you care about the young people in the community and what's going on if you start supporting them. Don't start supporting people. Don't support people just because they're your friend's son or daughter or whatever. Support all these young kids. Mm-hmm. He could be doing something else. Well, something else could be presented to him. But I know we have talked to him in the right manner, in the right aspect, to make sure that we are trying to guide him the right way so he doesn't fall prey to anybody or anything that's going to harm his growth. But these shows, you know, these shows are not easy to put on. And this kid, he practiced day in and out to perfect his craft. So he can show his people where he live, what he can do, what he's getting ready to do for them, put them on the map, even more than what they are on the map. There's some great talent that's come out of Gastonia. Mm-hmm. But there's some great talent that's running around here.
That needs support.
It needs support. And I'm putting chapstick on because my lips feel like they're getting chapped. Now I ain't going to sit here talking to the white man. There's great things going on. There's, you know, I'm not calling out names because I don't know if they want me to call out their name, but there's a national play going on right now. Not getting the support it needs in Gastonia. You have, as I say, my son playing the blues at 17, self-taught, being compared to Jimi Hendrix, being compared to Prince, being compared to B.B. King. You're not coming to support them. Yet and still, what we do for the community, what we do for our young people, I don't see it. Actions speak better than words, or louder, however the saying goes. It speaks louder than words. And right now, my actions are showing me what I'm seeing from the people that's saying that, not my actions, because I know what
not
I do.
Your actions.
I know what I do. If I say I love these young people and I will stand with them, I will stand with them, and I will walk with them, and I will help to give them some knowledge, some discipline that they might need. And in return, they give me some of it too. But, you know, what do you do? I get on here all the time. And I tell my community that I love so much, come support them. Mm-hmm. $10. Come support them. I see those same people I'm coming. I see those same people up at the flea market. Mm-hmm. Giving those people that money.
Yes.
Giving those people money, you can come support this kid. And for what he's doing. It's amazing to me. How people are picking and choosing what they want to support and what they are supporting. It's amazing to me. And, you know, we're not even going to get on the education factor. We want to be angry about what's going on in the school system and this, that, and the other, but that's no support either. So where do we go from here? Where do we go? We need to really take a hard look at ourselves in Gastonia. We need to take a hard look. If we don't, then everybody that has something going on that's young, that's very promising, How does that motivate them?
Right. What makes them want to go somewhere else?
And they are going other places.
Yeah.
And they're getting love from other places, but can't get it in the place that they were born and raised at? But y'all want to sit up and have Juneteenth festivals? Y'all want to sit up and have Dr. King holiday parades? And you can't support any of that? I guarantee you, if Dr. King was alive, and if Dr. King lived in Gastonia, Dr. King would be at those shows. I guarantee you. Because the man lived what he spoke about. He said he wanted to fight for you, and he fought for you. But I got some of y'all, I just say every year, some of y'all need to just go to work on Dr. King holiday. Don't even stay home. Go to work. Go to work, work hard. Work real hard, because that's what you deserve. Because everything that man stood for, you turn around and you just show the opposite. When I tell you that I am really upset at the fact, well, tell me, get him out of Gastonia. Well, he is. Get him out of Gastonia, because Gastonia's not going to support him. They're not going to treat him right.
And it's sad.
I've had people tell me, you go get out of Gastonia. They don't treat you right. They don't deserve you. I understand. I love my community. I love my community. I love my people that's in my community. And I want to see them do the very best that they can do. But when you got a community that refuses to support you or support anyone that's attached to you just because, hey, maybe you don't like me. It's okay. You don't have to like me. But if you got an innocent kid out here who's doing good things where he's done something because you got media that's acknowledging him on all aspects of this, they're acknowledging him. He's been on TV multiple times. He's done multiple interviews. He's done multiple other shows and podcasts. So evidently he has something. He has something that people like. It's just people that I thought was better, but they're showing me. It's really sad. It's really, really, truly sad. But yet still we get on Facebook and Instagram and all these other ones, Peanut, Popcorn, TikTok. we got on all these, and we want to show our Sunday's best, and we grooving and we having fun and this, that, and none. We don't pay about $200 or $300 on a ticket to this event. Even if I ask to just share something, I can't make nobody do anything, and that's not what I'm trying to do. But if you're gonna talk the talk, you better be able to walk the walk. If you say you love your community and you equally want to support your community, then you equally do it and quit half-stepping. I ain't got that. I need to. I need to play some Kane right quick. Right, because that's what's been going on, a bunch of half-stepping, and I don't understand it. Bunch of half-stepping people, these most half-stepping people I've ever seen in my life. I want everybody to think that you are down with the cause. There's a handful of people that I know is truly down with what they say they do. And then, as I have seen, there is a lot that is selling wolf tickets. But it's okay. It's okay. What did Seeley say? Do you do right by me? Everything you
do, don't crumble.
I ain't put no dust on nobody, so. But yes, Lord, have mercy. but you know that the color purple has another Gastonia native in there.
Oh, yes.
And I'm going to leave that right there. I'm going to leave that right there. I don't know. Number to call, 515-602-9653. That number again.
515-602-9653.
Guys, you are definitely And I mean definitely live in the day with Jay.
Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success, Gastonia's hope for the future.
What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from K-Cup Records. You're listening to Live in the Day with J Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with J.
Welcome back to the show. The number to call is
515-602-9653.
Guys, as we were talking just a little bit ago before the break, I want to reiterate what the brother who came on the show at the beginning of the show said about our young people. He said that if we don't have that solid foundation under them, then it will appear to seem like they are standing in quicksand. And who wants to sit back and watch their children fall in quicksand when we can easily make a strong foundation under them and propel them into being successful? I think that made perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. I mean, also goes for the youth in our area. If we don't want them to crumble,
yes,
fall apart, we got to build a solid foundation for them.
Yes, it made perfect sense. It made perfect sense to not want to have your child succumb to quicksand and become obsolete in the dreams and everything that they're doing. But it only is going to get hard, that foundation, with the support of their community, with the support of their friends, family, community, anybody that sees anything positive in what they are doing. All this ridiculousness that's going on is don't got on my nerves.
Yes.
It's gotten on my nerves. Tell me one minute you're going to do something and you don't do it. And then, you know, I know things happen. But we're talking about a kid. We're talking about a kid who's out here working hard to not only show people what he can do that's full of great things. But all I'm seeing right now is a community that's letting down. All I'm seeing is a community that's selfish. All I'm seeing is a community that does not want to make sure that this kid is successful. And if I'm wrong, show me I'm wrong. Show up to 26. Pack it out. Let him come out there on stage and see everybody that he knows and don't know that's from this area. But you know what? I've seen more people outside of this area come to his shows and give him words of encouragement than I have people that sit right here in this community and come out and do things that they want to do at certain times of the year. And you want to tell me that you got my back? You want to tell me that you support what's going on? And I ain't seen your ass at nothing? You don't support me. You don't have my back. That's just lip service. And I don't want no more lip service. Miss me with all that. Miss me with all that. Y'all know every time that we are on the show, I really like to give you some motivation that comes to me. And one of the things that has come to me, you know, I really pay attention to some of the things that Steve Harvey says. And I really grasp onto this. I'm not going to play the whole one because it's pretty long, but I want you to get some of these nuggets of what he is saying. I want you to get some of these nuggets. Hey, Ms. Farmer, how's it going? But I kind of lost thought. But anyway, here is the clip from Steve Harvey on Motivation Hub on YouTube. He's talking about your mind. Mindset. I'm going to stop that right there. Something stupid is getting ready to play. But he's basically telling you,
If you want to be successful, your mindset has to change. It has to change. And I totally, totally agree with that. If we don't change our mindset, then we're going to be stagnating in that quicksand,
yeah,
as that brother thought.
We're doing the same thing we're doing.
Yep.
And it's not going to move you anywhere.
I have changed my mindset. I have made my mind up. If you tell me with your mouth, you look me in my face, my eyes, and you tell me with your mouth that I support what you got going on, and you show me otherwise, I can't mess with you. I can't mess with you. And trust me, I will not ask you. And it's a lot of that going on around here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never realized that Gastonia gets the flack that it has when it comes to supporting one another here. If you're not in certain cliques, if you're not friends with certain people, you get no support, which is straight, well, I ain't going to cuss like that.
Garbage.
Hot garbage. Hot garbage. I ain't in no cliques. My circles are very small. My circle is me and my family. Because I've been let down a lot, y'all. Little snazzle. and when my kid, let me tell y'all a story. When my son started playing the guitar, it was a surprise to us. We didn't know he had that hidden talent. We didn't know God had blessed him, had touched him the way he has. Until we were sitting downstairs and we just happened to hear him one night. I knew he was playing on it, playing the guitar, messing around with it, but I didn't know he was that good. And we took a step back and we listened. And the first thing he said to me is, if I do this, am I going to get support, Dad? And I was like, yeah, you're going to get support. I said, you definitely got our love and support no matter what happens. So we decided we were going to go in this with him. Now, mind you, my other son, he's already got a presence online, a huge presence, where he's got like 3 or 4 sponsors right now, and he's doing well with his gaming. I'll say that. But I'll get back to that. So we decided we was going to run with this music thing, him to be with just anybody. If I was going to let someone work with him, they were going to show me that they had his back no matter what. He played with some people before. They didn't have his back. They turned around and left. And he really admired those people. Y'all know who you are. I ain't even going to go there. But if you want to talk about it, you can call me. That's okay, too. And then we met Drele. And Drele has taken him under his wing. And he has shown him the industry like nobody else has. Now, I don't want y'all to get this twisted. He has an album out. His album is getting reviews from people that's established in the industry. And they're saying these great things about him. But I don't think there is one parent listening to this show that can really understand how it feels to see your child prepare and work as hard as they can to show the community that they live in what they have accomplished. And on the very first show, which was a very good show,
mm-hmm.
but the very first show, when my son walked out on that stage and he looked and he didn't see the people that he thought he would see from this area, I felt it and read it on his face. And it's a very hurtful feeling. But on the flip side of that, he had all his family who was there. He had some friends from his school that was there. He had people that was there that didn't know him. There's this one person that continues to support his show and his quest. And we didn't know her from anyone. Mm-mm. But she continues to support his in this music thing. And all the people that I've dealt with over the past, the show, Shop Talk, civil rights out in the community, marching for violence to stop in communities, all the places I went and spoke and people I've encountered, I ain't seen none of y'all. That tells me a lot. But then when I run across you in the streets, out in public, I say that because I'm not in the streets like that. I got bedtime. Here y'all. I got curfew.
You do.
When I see him out in the community, it's all good. Yeah, your son this, your son that. I'm like, well, when you going to come see him? When are you going to come see him? It's $10. You spend that at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
When are you going to come see him? Oh, I'll be there. I'll be there. I'm grabbing my tickets now. Man, do y'all not know I can go look and see? Mm. I'm so tired of people telling me that. I am so tired of people telling me that. I can go and look and see who's buying what. I mean, it's not rocket science. But to see the disappointment on his face, he kept it very professional because he played on a level of professionalism that night. But just sitting down talking to him, one of the things he always says to me is, Dad, why is anybody from the community, why are they not coming to see? Why are they not coming to listen? And I can't answer that. I can't answer that. But then when I look around on Facebook, which I'm going to stop, but when I look around on Facebook and I see all the people who claim they were coming to support them, bobbing their heads at other places they at, that they don't pay almost $100 for the ticket.
Mm.
That makes no sense to me. That makes no sense to me. I am not in competition with no one who does a podcast or whatever you do. I'm not in no competition with you.
Mm.
So if you think that, then you're in competition with yourself. That means you don't know yourself. I know exactly who I am. I know exactly what I stand for. I know exactly what I want to do, and I know exactly where I want to be. I don't have time to be in no contest of who can do what or who can have who on this show. I don't care. Much success to you. If you got a successful platform where you are giving people an opportunity to showcase their talent, much success to you. That's what it should be. There should be many, many platforms for people to come and showcase what they can do or tell their story. If it's a challenge you're looking for, challenge yourself. I don't need that. I don't have nothing to prove. But one thing I will tell you is that my track record speaks for itself. I don't get out here and try to call the media every time I'm doing something or sit out here and pop my collars or make videos of me doing nice things to people. I do them and I keep moving. And as long as my kids have gravitated towards that type of living, that type of love, that type of giving spirit, then we've done what we should be able to do as parents, and we should be able to sit back and watch our children flourish,
yes,
whether you support them or not. You know, and I might not get nobody to come to this last show, but the show will go on.
Mm-hmm.
The show will go on. And it will be a crying shame that the ones in Gastonia don't come and support him on this last show. Last show at the Little Theater.
Yeah.
Because there's bigger and better things to come this summer. And you'll hear about them. And you'll see what's going on. And you'll remember the words that are coming out of my mouth. You'll remember.
Say it again.
The words that are coming out of my mouth. You will remember these things that I am telling you. These kids, and I'm not saying this because they're my kids, but I'm saying this because they're my kids. By us as parents, made good grades in school, graduate, didn't get in trouble out in the community, good kids with great talents that the world is starting to acknowledge. And when I tell you the world is starting to acknowledge them, the gift, Kadir.
Mm-hmm.
He has a huge following in Tennessee.
Yes.
In Nashville. Home of the blues. One of the homes of the blues. Huge following. He has a huge following in, you know what? I can't bring those numbers up now. I wish I could. Mm. But he has a huge following in, I think it's Canada. It's Canada or somewhere. It's out of this country. And he has about 200 people in Gastonia that has listened. 200 people out of 5,000 plus. Oh, well, I'm not going to say 5,000, more than that, in Gastonia.
In Gastonia.
200-some people. And some of the other places that I named triple, quadruple those listens. Can't even get you to go like and share. Yeah. Oh, man. Continue being who you are. Continue being who you are. And I'm going to continue to be who I am. And we're going to continue to shower our children and ones that are doing things like them mm-hmm. with love.
And support.
And support. Now, I didn't even talk about my other son yet. He's on the international stage, and he's making some waves. He's making some waves. He's doing really, really, really good for himself, and that's Elijah. He's doing really well for himself. And the level of knowledge that he has garnered from doing just gaming is unmatched. It's just unmatched. So I feel confident that they're going to be okay. But then I sit and I think, what about kids out there that are like them that nobody is getting to hear or acknowledge because everybody has such a toned out type of commitment to being to helping kids get successful or being successful, supporting them being successful in this area. And I'm talking about this area. We're not sugarcoating nothing. I'm talking about this area. The support is absolutely pitiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely pitiful. If I'm saying something wrong, in your eyes, I'm sorry. But it's absolutely pitiful. And this is coming from someone who worked a long time with Ms. D and others in the Boys and Girls Club, and I've seen how pitiful it could be. I seen how pitiful it could be. I seen we used to take those kids a lot of places, and they still didn't have the support that they needed. And the only support they knew was us. So I'm not coming to you from some sort of, he just butt hurt because ain't nobody come see his kid. Nah, it ain't that. It ain't that. I'm coming from a point where this has been established a long time ago in this area. Y'all don't like to support each other. Y'all don't like to support each other. You don't like to support what's going on in the community. You don't like to support the young people, but you get on here popping your collars talking about how much you support. You don't support nothing.
But it's time for that to change. If you don't support the young people, I promise you, the young people will start supporting the young people. And then when the young people start supporting the young people, then they're going to push the ones who don't want to support out of the way so they can go ahead and find that successful road. You don't believe me? Watch. Watch.
You have the truth there.
They're tired of it. I hear what they say. They say things to me that, you know, I don't regurgitate sometimes. But do listen. And I do respect where they're coming from. And they're tired. They're tired of not getting the respect, of not getting the support that they want and need to be successful. But everybody wants to take a piece out of them. I can go on and on. I can go on and on. The Gift Show. He is performing on the 25th of March. That's not next week, but the week after, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's a Saturday. He's going to be performing at the Gaston Max Art Festival. And I want to give a shout out to them because we didn't have to go asking them to perform. They come. And they ask because they acknowledge his level of talent. And they ask him to come perform. And I appreciate that because it lets me know that somebody is acknowledging
in his community
what he's doing. Somebody that he didn't know and that I don't know. You know, so that lets me know the talent's there. That lets me know that there are some people there that are willing to support. But the ones that should be there are not there. So he'll be performing there. He takes the stage at 1 o'clock. I think the event starts at 11 o'clock a.m. from 11 to 4. Y'all come out. It's going to be a great day. They're going to have, like, food trucks and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I'm going to reach out to them and see if I can't get someone from Gaston Max Artist Festival, Art Festival, to come on the show to talk about it. Maybe we can have them next week so they can talk on it. And you know, it's going to be a great thing because there's going to be multiple acts there. And there's going to be another young person there that's really talented. And you'll see if you come and check it out. It's free.
At the Rotary Pavilion.
Yep. And the Gift takes the stage at 1 o'clock. But like I said, there's more acts before and after him. And it's going to be a great day celebrating art on a cultural level, many different cultures, and he is representing his culture. So, excuse me, guys. And also, he will be performing that night on the 25th at the Cavendish Brewery. I have a hard time saying that. Brewery.
Oh, my gosh.
But at the Cavendish Brewery. And he will be there, him and Drele. And it's going to be a great evening there. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, on the 26th, he will be at the Little Theater in Gastonia. It will be the last show of the season of our contract. And he will be performing from, and I ain't got COVID, so don't be looking at me crooked.
Can you keep talking?
He will be there 6:30, and the show starts at 7. It's going to be a great show, and these guys have something special planned. Since nobody else wants to give a tribute to Michael Jackson, they put together a tribute to Michael Jackson, and it is out of this world when you hear them play. And that's all I'm going to tell you. I probably shouldn't tell you that much, but it's really, really dope, and you're going to like it. And they got a lot of surprises this last show. Tickets are $10 each. You can go on the Little Theater at Gastonia website on tickets. Click on All About That Jazz or That Jazz or that, well,
and
I don't know.
All That
and
Jazz.
All That Jazz. Yeah, that
and
too.
All That Jazz.
And All That Jazz. And you can click and buy your tickets, pick your seating.
I think I'm going to say, I think I put doors open at 6 on my post.
Well, if y'all come at 6, we'll let you in. She'll be there. We'll let you in. We'll let you in and y'all come and just check out
what's going on, and just sit back, because at 7 o'clock you're going to be thoroughly entertained. It's going to be a great show. I think it'll be probably the best show that they've had, and they've had some great shows there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this show is going to be the icing on the cake. They are going to leave this season there with probably one of the best shows that they have, because they got so much talent in him and Drele, the gift of Drele. And yes, they have a new drummer, and he is ridiculously talented. And I might post some of their practice sessions from, well, I ain't doing that. If you want to hear them, come to the Little Theater. Come to the Little Theater, hear these guys, and I promise you, you will not be disappointed. My throat's getting dry. I'm talking too much, I guess. But but anyhow, yes, me. But anyhow, y'all, we really appreciate you continuing to check out the show. Please continue to support the show.
Mm-hmm.
Go see The Gift. He was also on Savvy Sounds in Gastonia, the podcast. It's on YouTube. There's a link I put up. And I got like maybe 10 people like it, which was crazy to me. But go check out the show. He gave a performance on that show. He talked about who he is. And it was a very well put together podcast show. And it was very entertaining. I was really proud of him, as I can see the professionalism coming out of him in this industry. And, you know, he has a lot to learn. He has a lot to learn. And I'm hoping to get him around the people who can continue to get him and Drele to where they need to be when it comes to this music world. But he, I'm telling you, he got it.
Mm-hmm.
He got it.
He does.
He got it. And you're going to see that if you just come to one of the shows and see what's going on with him. So check out Savvy Sounds. It's on YouTube. That's SAVVY, I think,
mm-hmm.
Sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And you will like that. And go pick up tickets to see the show on the 26th of March. That's with Drele and The Gift. Come check them out on the 25th, because he's doing a lot. And those shows are free. So as we tell you guys each and every day on this show, we love you guys. The greatest love we know is the love of God, because he gives it to us each and every day. And you guys have definitely, and I mean definitely, been live in the day with Jay
and Trey.
She likes saying that, y'all.
I do.
Talk to you guys next week.
All right, y'all. Peace.